Are you a lender or a borrower? I'm not just talking about money. Being a lender means extending a hand to help, whether it's in the form of money, time or effort. Being a borrower is the opposite. You ask for help. You borrow money, time and effort. There was a time in my life when I was a lender of money. No, not the legal sort, such as lending firm, or the illegal kind, which is usury. In my younger days, when projects flowed in and I was the one my friends, neighbours and relatives would run to for financial help. And I would gladly oblige, with no interest, and sometimes not even expectations to be paid back. I could not lend my time or effort though, as I was busy making money. Now that I'm no longer healthy and young, and the projects are few and far between, I think I'm becoming a borrower of time and effort mostly. I would ask my husband or my children or siblings to run errands for something I could do before, which could be frustrating at times. I'm glad though that I don't need money that much. My children have finished their studies and now are capable of fending for themselves. And my husband and I live a very simple life with our simply adorable dogs. There are times when money would come unexpectedly without me asking for it, and it's greatly appreciated. We're all lenders and borrowers, sometimes more of one than the other, at different points in our life. It's a cycle. Being a lender or a borrower is something we cannot avoid. It's just like taxes and death. Thank you for listening.